going to ring this bell 100 times today?
That's Joe Meehan, the curator of Arizona Historical Society's Pioneer Museum in Flagstaff. The museum is hosting a day-long birthday party with a new centennial exhibit by NAU history students. Meehan says in 1912, Flagstaff was a booming frontier town with a population around 2,000.
The lumber mill was up and running. The Reardons were going strong. It was growing. I mean, the university was here. The observatory was here.
Elizabeth Wallace Dobrinsky was born in Flagstaff just 12 years after Arizona became a state. Her father was one of Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders and one of the first forest rangers in what is now Coconino National Forest.
I remember this snake dances on the reservation more about being stuck either in mud or in sand than I do the dances, because I was probably 4 years old or so when we do that.
Memories of Northern Arizona's early days will be shared throughout the day at the Pioneer Museum, with festivities continuing until 6 o'clock. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.